We are joined right now by Colorado Springs City Council President Richard Scoreman on our phone line. Council President, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And why don't you tell us, we just wrapped up a city election. Some important decisions were made by voters in that. Also, it was a tough election, I guess, in terms of turnout. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's always hard to lose council members that have experience, and we did lose one incumbent, didn't get reelected. Two of us did, but it's going to be a good council. Everybody's excited to move forward. Yeah, you wish it was a higher voter turnout. I think it was like 27%. But, given COVID, and I think people were quite distracted, it's something I guess you have to expect. But hopefully a good new council, and we're getting ready to roll up our sleeves and get some good work done.
All right. And part of that election also included voters approving expanding the word limit on spending measures that went before voters. Why do you think it was important to get that passed?
Well, yeah, I was actually one of the instigators, and I think it's very important because the 30-word limit made it so it was very difficult for the voter to really understand what they were voting on. And 15 of those words are prescribed, and so just not much information really given to people. They had to do a lot of homework on the outside and not from the understand from the ballot. So this will make it so people can understand what the money would be spent for and what accountability there will be to make sure that it's being spent wisely. And hopefully, good voter clarity comes out of this.
Okay. All about educating the voters, it sounds like. Let's talk about educating, I guess, the populace, because right now we are just a couple days away. Friday is when we are expecting the state, Governor Garopoulos and state health leaders to hand over control of what had been statewide restrictions in terms of, where counties sat on the COVID dial and what they were allowed to do given our current pandemic. That control is now going to be handed over and transitioned to local leaders where it had been before Governor Garopoulos declared a state of emergency. What do you anticipate that's going to look like at our level?
I think, I don't know for sure because the mayor and the county commissioners will certainly have to weigh in. But I think that we're going to probably, be pretty hands off and just educate and hopefully ask people to participate voluntarily in terms of distancing and masks and other, ways that they can be safer. But we're not out of the woods yet. That's the other part of this. There's about 1,100 cases out there. There's hospitalizations jumped from 44 to 67 last week. There's been 3 deaths. And so it's not like we all have to let our guard down, or we can let our guard down. We really have to be good, responsible citizens and make sure that we're being as safe as we can.
Now, you're a business owner as well. In terms of businesses requiring employees to get vaccinated, as more vaccines become available and we're still only with people over the age of 16, but eventually we're expecting those age restrictions to be expanded. How do you sit with, businesses making directives as to vaccinations of employees? And do you anticipate that that's going to be something that's going to become more prevalent?
Yeah, I think it will be. As a small business owner, we are encouraging our employees that are working for us now and the ones that will be coming back when we open our restaurant and cafe to get vaccinated. We're willing to pay them for the time it takes and give them the time off. But I think it is really important, especially in a industry like some of the brick and mortar stores and the restaurants, they are still going to be quite exposed, lots of contact with the public. And so I think small businesses are going to kind of take the lead on it and try and get all their employees vaccinated. But lots of new opportunities. You know, there's going to be one up at the Chapel Hills Mall, and certainly there's a World Arena, so there'll be good opportunities for people to get vaccinated.
Okay. And what do you anticipate as the city council navigates this world after restrictions, after the pandemic's lifted? What do you think, just in maybe 30 seconds, will be the top priorities of the city council in its new iteration?
Well, you know, we have a lot of issues around growth, and that's going to be the big one that's on everybody's radar screen, and then affordable housing. You know, there's 95 houses total under 600,000 for sale right now. So think about that in a city the size of Colorado Springs. And so we have a lot of work to do to really try to incent the marketplace to build more affordable units, because we are going to be struggling as a city unless we do this soon.
Okay. City Council President Richard Scorman joining us today on KRDO's Morning News, fresh off of a re-election victory. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us and offering us that insight.